This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It is What's on Your Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text 701-226-8503. It is brought to you in part by the Lignite Energy Council, Secure Energy Future, Coalition for a Secure Energy Future at SecureEnergyFuture.org, as North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state's a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only seven states meeting all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable and provides high-quality jobs and boosts our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. You want the lights to be there. You want the heat to be there. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 7 after the hour, Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennin,
the
Daryl's Racing Pigs guy, Daryl Lee, is in.
Well, I get to be in here with the Todd the Radio God, the one and only.
It's just a fictitious rhyme that Phil Parker made up. It's not.
Well, that's great.
It's not real. Could have been. The rhyme could have been worse.
Well, I don't know. I've been here, and you've made this system go down just like that before. So, and then all of a sudden, bam! It's revived. You know. Yeah, so hey,
never know what's gonna happen.
He might be onto something there. I don't know. He might be onto something there. It's great to be sitting in. Thanks to Scott and the whole crew for asking me to sit in today, and I'll be back on Friday also.
Well, how about that?
But remotely down in Linton. So
what's going on in Linton Friday?
We're going to be at the Emmons County Courthouse. We're going to be talking some property rights So, yeah, so we'll be down there on Friday. But today,
well, if you see my friends from the True Value down there, let me know.
Yeah.
Hooked me up with a Dakota Snowblade, which has come in really handy.
Has it?
Yeah.
For someone else or you?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Hook me up. Unless you're playing to shovel my sidewalk, I got to do it.
Well, that's what I was hinting at. Was it for Carrie or you?
No, me.
Oh, okay.
He does the lawn, I do the snow. Oh, okay. That's how our marriage works out.
We get that.
Well, I can't mow in the dark when I get home at night.
Exactly.
You know, inner city lot. I don't have a headlight on my push mower. It just doesn't, you know.
You can hook one up.
Do they even make, I mean, I know if riding mowers have headlights, but I mean, do they make a push mower with a headlight? That seems a little weird.
You never know. I'm sure someone's got one out there. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be that. They'll call the police if I start doing
that. Yeah. So it's good to be in here. We're going to talk a little agriculture today. Of course, being able to have the privilege of leading the 27,000 member family, family members out there that are part of NDFB. We're going to talk some agriculture, and it's a busy week. Been a busy week for that, you know. They say they've got a deal on the farm bill. We don't know a lot of details on that. We know some. And so, I mean, we'll get into that a little bit. We're going to have Dale Moore in the 10 o'clock hour from the American Farm Bureau Federation, who is our national affiliate. He's the executive vice president. He's the executive out there for the Farm Bureau for our national affiliate. Prior to that, though, we're going to have Eugene Grainer on. We're going to talk a little bit about trade and markets, and especially now that President Trump had his meeting with President Xi down at the G20 summit, and, you know, there's been some markets moving as a result of that, and, you know, President Trump tweeting out that, you know, China's going to buy a lot of agriculture and other goods, and it's going to be big for farmers and good for farmers, and
he's getting these trade deals done. I mean, what are people going to have to complain about?
Well, that,
other than,
you know,
just ideological differences, because you can't deny the trade deals are getting done
right
the way they should have been getting done all this time.
Well,
stop giving the country away, for crying out loud.
You know, the thing is, so now what the rhetoric is, Todd, is like with the NAFTA renegotiation, the USMCA now, and, you know, they've signed it. Now it's got to get ratified by Congress yet, so they got to get off their you know, back ends and get that done. But, so now the rhetoric is, well, he didn't get big sweeping changes. Well, you probably never get huge sweeping changes. You make improvements. But see, this is why it's going to be important.
Also, the deal's not going to be a good enough deal,
well,
and that's
see,
what the critics are going to be saying?
That's the new, you know.
Oh, come on!
Even if we make advancements, it's never good enough now. So it's, you know, well, that wasn't much, or that wasn't. We hear it right here in North Dakota from some folks that are going, well, that wasn't no big deal of that. Well, that, you know, 10% or 20%, that's a pretty big deal.
If it wasn't a big deal, then we'll just put it back then.
Well,
don't do that,
you know. And so, I mean, it's, you know, that's the next rhetoric that they go down. And so, yeah, we got some good, and of course, we're going to have time for phone calls from listeners out there across our great state and across the region and, you know, heck, worldwide on the interweb. Yeah, the interweb or whatever you want to call it.
Around?
Yeah.
Remember when everybody was on the internet?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're going to be old when you say, remember Facebook?
Yeah, remember Facebook? Remember that time? That one time?
Remember when people used to text all the time?
Yeah. 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 Remember when we had cell phones instead of these ear implants? Well, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. So
remember before people were microchipped and we actually had to push buttons on
That's not necessarily so funny. There's worldwide out there, there's some microchipping going on.
I know. That's, I mean, it's going to be
scary.
It's going to be commonplace at some point.
Well, hopefully never in the United States of America. That would severely
Because they'll hack into yours and all of a sudden you'll be more of a beef guy than a pork guy. So.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Lose your identity, you know.
Terrell's racing cows.
Yeah, well, maybe my pigs identify as being a bovine. I don't know.
It's all the same bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah,
I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, bacon makes everything better. Sorry, my beef friends out there, but, you know.
If it's so bad, then why do they wrap it around steak? And
yeah, yeah. Yeah, why are they hiding that steak by wrapping it in bacon?
Exactly.
You know,
obviously, bacon must improve it, or you wouldn't wrap it around stuff.
Yeah, so... Oh, I tell you what, I have good, you know, well, I texted in that day before Thanksgiving there when Kathy was on from the Cattle Women's,
yes.
You know, so you got to have these little sparring matches amongst your friends that might produce different
food products
out there, but no, it's all great, all important parts of agriculture, especially right here in North Dakota, and we need more of all of it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
You can't have a bacon cheeseburger without... Burger and bacon.
Right.
For example.
And then you need the dairy for the cheese, and you need the wheat growers for the bun. And, I mean, the list just goes on.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, it's just great. And so, you know, call in, let us know what's on your mind, and we'll see.
That'll be something more than that, right?
Yeah, there's got to be something more than that. But chances are we might get a call in regarding some of my good rancher friends out there going, all right. There, Daryl. You want to compare a quality of a steak with bacon? What's going on here?
So, well, I would have thought the second you hinted that maybe we should just put the trade deals back the way they were, that somebody would be a little irate at the thought.
Well, you know,
if you tell me the needle hasn't moved that far, then put it back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, don't do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we do have a caller on the line, though. We got Christian in Fargo. Is he ready? Kristen, are you with us?
A friend of mine and I had a conversation the other day. If you dropped somebody from 1974 out of their 1974 Ford LTD and you dropped him into a 2019 Ford, would he be able to start that car?
No, because you'd pump the gas a couple of times and then, you know, flood it right away because you don't
do
that.
You'd be looking for the choke lever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then all the push button stuff nowadays, you know, they'd be looking for the key.
Yeah, really.
They'd
be looking,
you know.
What did you just say? Nowadays,
Daryl is old, isn't he? Nowadays.
Nowadays.
Daryl still looks at the crank in front of his old Ford.
Hey, that's not funny. I used to have to start my old age tractor with a crank.
Really?
From one of my hay tractors, absolutely. And I'm not I'm not extremely old, I don't think. I'm only 45, but...
Oh, you're plump.
Well, now they start the tractor by using crank.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys go. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Christian.
You never know what's going to be on people's minds.
Wait a minute. Christian, are you still there? No, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Christian, if this is saying Christian, he's Christian the atheist. His terminology, by the way.
Oh.
An atheist named Christian.
Oh, okay.
Christian Joseph. You can't make this up.
Yeah.
I still remember the day he said that. Assuming we're talking to the same Christian, it may have been a different Christian. It sounded like the same one.
Interesting.
Oh, the irony.
So I've been asked lately by some friends and members of Farm Bureau what you got to do to prepare to do this job coming on here and sitting in. And so we'll cover that right after the... I got the plan. I've got it.
You've got the plan?
Out how you get ready for a day on the radio.
17 after, and I'm just hearing about this now.
Yeah. Hey, this is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's What's on Your Mind. Call in. Thanks. Have a great day,
Utah,
and call in, folks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennen. My wife, Marie, and I, our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons, after serving the U.S. Air Force as an officer, all I know is the values my dad has taught me. He didn't stick around to teach me how to run a business. He never even bothered to show me a financial statement. And the very first day he told me, by the way, you have to run Ricky's studio. What? I know nothing about photography. I never owned a camera. Well, that's the kind of thing that happened with H.A. Thompson and Sons. They know what to do. Check them out. Hey, we got CJ on the phone.
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
How are you?
Oh, you know, just another day at Dak Diesel here, busy.
So, you know, they finally get you one of those
never-ending thing around here.
As I say, did they finally get you one of those mechanic cell phones with like huge buttons, so that you don't have to try to, you know, if your fingers are all greasy or something, you have to try to, you know, some protective plastic over the. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't need some protective plastic over the buttons there, so you don't end up cooked inside the buttons or whatever.
Yeah. No, I don't have one of those. I was going to say, you know, my dad always told me, you know, like if we were working on something and I'd let it slip, he's like, you're all thumbs today, you know. So, you know, I tried not to hang up on you today, you know, so I wouldn't be all thumbs, you know.
There we go.
So, no, yeah, just another day down here, just busy as can be. Right now I got a 2013 Volvo. Doing some upgrades on making it super dependable. Hopefully finish this one up, finish it up today, get it out the door. It's probably going to see, I'd say, a 1 to 2 mile to the gallon increase in fuel economy, and then you'll probably see about a 30 to 40 horse increase on it also. You know, so, and dependability, it's the name of the game on this one, so, and which is pretty much everything we do here. So, definitely want to give us a call if you got something you need to schedule in. We are busy, but the sooner you call us, the sooner we can get it scheduled in, and also possibly just work it into our busy schedule. So,
there you go. Dak Diesel, how do we do it?
Call me at 258-5011, or you can look me up at DakDiesel.com. Also, my address is 1500 Sabre Drive, and that is in Bismarck. So, you know, for the Fargo listeners or just the listeners all across the state, that's where we're at. We're in Bismarck here, so.
Perfect. Dak Diesel, CJ, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. 23 after the hour. I started to say about H.A. Thompson Sons now that I have the right script in front of me. I don't know what the heck I was reading just a moment ago. It wasn't the right word.
Yeah. I don't know what you were reading.
I don't know either. I'm looking at it going, no.
I was kind of impressed you were reading because there's not very many pictures on that screen.
Can look at it and tell me what the heck I was supposed to have done with that. H.A. Thompson Sons started in 1908. Started around Bismarck, but now, not only North Dakota, but South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Link Service Contractor provides environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. And of course, the HVAC stuff for all over the place. Financing available, free estimates, hatnsons.com or 223-3393. Daryl Lees is in. The Racing Pigs here on What's in Your Mind for Scott Hennon.
It's good to be sitting
in
here.
You know, you're known for a lot more than Racing Pigs, but you're always going to be the Racing Pigs guy to me.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, it's it's one of those things, Todd. It's one of those things. But I guess you could be known for worse things in life, so I'll take it.
I mean, known for what I'm known for, so.
What's that?
I just told you. That sound right there.
That sound,
nothing.
Yeah, nothing. No, you. Todd the Radio God. The Todd the Radio God.
Like Edwin Starr used to say, absolutely nothing.
So anyways, we don't have any callers on the line here, so I'm going to take this opportunity to fill in the listeners and my friends.
He's going to get on
his
soapbox,
and,
folks. Watch this.
And, no.
He's 5 inches taller when he gets on that soapbox. Watch this.
So I told you I've been asked about, you know, what does it take to be on the radio? What kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, how hard is it? How, you know, and I said, well, when you're as good as Todd Mitchell, he makes it look so easy. You know. But anyway,
I'm so glad I didn't have a mouthful of coffee now. And then they go sprayed all over the room.
And then they go, okay, be honest with us. So I had to change that story.
Yeah,
but anyway,
say, nobody was going to believe that story. That's lame.
So you know, but there is a lot that goes in. You know, really? When I really start to thinking about it, you know, these daily, you know, kind of talk shows, news update shows, opinion shows. There's a lot that goes into researching to know what possibly may be the hot topic.
It's not rocket surgery or brain science.
No, but it takes a lot of time, though, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the first steps that we do since, you know, they asked me to come on here as president of NDFB, you know, I work with our good folks in the NDFB office in the communications and PR department, and then they work with Dustin and Crystal and all the folks over on the what's on your mind side of things and, you know, fill in the holes where there isn't already some pre-scheduled things and find out what the pre-scheduled things are. And then we add in our twist and flavor to add some agriculture stuff into it. And, you know, and then you kind of, you got to study up on what all that is. And, you know, because you get callers that might call in and you're not going to know every answer, of course. But,
what?
Well, you do, but, oh, you know.
It's funny how people expect that we have all the answers, and I mean, sometimes we do, but sometimes we just simply don't.
But here's the key. This is the key to relax your mind and to get that final motivation on that last hour and a half drive in here. This is what you have to do.
The pluses of having an hour and a half drive
in. You turn the radio on.
Yeah.
And you listen to a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Roger Miller, Johnny Cash.
That's how you do it?
Yeah. You know, Guns N' Roses, you know, Jerry Reed. And that just, you know, clears your mind for the day. That's the whole key to this thing. It's got to be the key to all radio personalities, isn't it?
Well, this is the kind of thing you do, dude.
No, not this one.
And you notice I picked that smell because I'm thinking if my brain starts moving around, that's what's going to happen.
No, actually, the most appropriate one, when you're going in to do something like this and you've got callers calling in, you don't know what the calls are about, you know what they're going to bring up?
Right.
It's Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I mean, everyone's got to have a lot of good cash.
Oops. And stop the other
that's,
song.
Yeah, that's not the right one.
I was trying to play two songs at one time.
That doesn't work very well.
No. Anyway.
I thought of all people, a radio guy would know that you can't play two at the same time and make any sense.
That's the radio god. I can make two play at one time.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Yeah.
Of course, horns for a country song.
Love.
Yeah, you know, it's a little...
It's a little horny, right?
Well, you know, it's the bull. You know, you got a point over here and a point over here and a whole lot of bull in the middle. You know, so the horn.
Yeah.
I fell into a ring of fire.
I did get to introduce Johnny Cash on stage, Ohio State Fair in '96.
To a burning ring of fire. I went
really?
down,
and toward the end of his days.
And it burns.
The Man in Black.
The Ring of Fire.
The Man in Black.
And even then, he still had that kind of ominous stature to him.
Yeah. He was the Man in Black before there was the Men in Black movie.
Yes.
He was so good that he didn't need men.
You're the first person to ever make that observation, by the way.
He was so much better.
I didn't know there was any confusion in that.
Well, some people might get that confused.
Which one came first?
Yeah, you know. But he was the Man in Black. He didn't need to have a co-partner.
True.
You know. Although he had a lot of, you know.
Welcome to Johnny Cash Talk. Give us your Johnny Cash story at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO.
He was a true Renaissance man, a great gentleman, a great diplomat.
That's one of the many who've been filing through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last Friday. The round-the-clock public viewing continues through tomorrow morning, followed by a funeral at the National Cathedral. President Trump's to hold a private meeting with the Bush family today. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
On your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Mike Lindell's invented the best pillow ever. No pillow better for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. It adjusts to your neck perfectly, supports the way you like to sleep. Whether you're a side stomach, that's me. That's why I can't do the CPAP thing there, because how do you put that mask on and then shove your face into a pillow? Does not work, right? You can experience even greater sleep with a MyPillow mattress topper as well. Comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the covers. Made in the USA and backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. When you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028, you can save 30% when you use the promo code Scott, and Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott. 27 before the hour, Scott in and off today, but Daryl Lees is in. It is What's on Your Mind.
It's good to be sitting in here today, in studio with Todd here today. So thanks to Scott and his whole crew for allowing us to sit in and have a little bit of discussion on some agricultural topics today, and that's what I like to do. That's my passion. I get the privilege of leading NDFB, the most effective farm organization in the state of North Dakota, and I claim in the region. We've got the best members, the best farmers and ranchers out there, and of course we've got a great staff and that to carry out the duties that are set forth by all of our farmers and ranchers out there, which we just got done just a few weeks ago with our annual meeting and convention that we set our policy and prioritized our policy going forward and the legislative session coming up. In fact, all those folks are back in town this week for an organizational session.
I bet you didn't need 80 days to get that done either.
No, we didn't need 80 days to get
really
our
policy.
Really,
all we need is you and Eugene Grainer, and it could all get done in like a day.
You know what? That would be the ticket. And speaking of Eugene Grainer, is he on the line
he
with
is.
Us?
He is.
Yes, good
Eugene,
morning.
It's good to have you on here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a busy week, especially the last few days, concerning agricultural markets, trade talk, and
yes,
you know, President Trump meeting with President Xi. And what's that mean for agriculture markets and producers out there right now?
Well, it means a lot, but we're still missing a lot of blueprints and, fine print.
Oh, apparently nothing.
Yeah.
Did we lose him?
We can't hear you.
Do you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello? I'm here. I hear you guys. You might have to call me. Testing. I am here. Hello. Testing 1, 2. Hello.
There we go.
There it is. I don't know what happened. I was talking, and then, like a cell phone,
you
disappeared.
I think you were talking on the air, and we just weren't hearing you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So folks might have been hearing you, but we weren't hearing you.
The radios
ignore
hearing you,
all that.
Us in the studios behind were hearing the curtain. You, so, we'll just use take two.
Let's
start the recording over. Take two.
Let's set this up again. What does that mean for egg markets right now, Eugene?
Well, rephrasing, there's a lot of cross currents going on. It's very positive. But we don't have actual deals. We have handshakes. And that's where the market's kind of dicey. When the news broke, pretty much when we were heading for Sunday night, we were looking for like a 20 to 40 cent higher start on soybeans, corn. We were looking for about a nickel to 10 cents. Wheat, the same thing, around 10 cents. And when the opening came, we did open about 27 cents higher on the soybeans, traded 30 cents higher quickly, and that was it. And then we faded, and all of the beans, the corn, the wheat, they all faded away all days, all Sunday night, Monday morning, to the point where last night we were barely up 10 cents from last Friday's close on this positive data. We've since bounced even back more here today. We're up a little bit today. And the reason why there's not a runaway to the upside is everybody, well, I guess, wants to be the show-me state of Missouri and the Doubting Thomases. They want to see proof. Okay, since it's a handshake deal, let's see the Chinese lift as they agreed to continue to work for 90 days on our trade differences. And remember, the trade indifference here is about the IT protection from China. These trade deals are not about soybeans. That's just collateral damage. It's about China. And their initiative started 3 years ago. They have China 2025, where their stated goal is to control anything and everything about electronics and the Internet, 70% of it, by 2025. That means routers, servers, cloud, anything that's going on with the Internet, they want to control it, 70% of it, which includes, you know, basically our military in some cases, because they have found servers in the U.S. military that were, you know, bid out and produced in China have little tiny microchips you can't even see embedded in these computers. It's a very scary thing. And so it's all about security and technology. And so in this conversation, rather than ramping up what President Trump had said last week, and I'm one of the lone people out there that said I expected something positive to come from this because Trump had them over the barrel. They're hurting. For God's sakes, they're putting pigs on diets over there right now, and they're losing pigs to the swine fever deal, disease. And they know they can't buy any beans between now and the harvest time for Brazil and Argentina because they got nothing. It's all sold out. It's got to all be new crop. And they know that if we get there, and there's any problems around the world, they have to buy up all of South American beans while we're fighting, and the world has to come to us. They're just going to pay enormously to the nose for these beans. So it's actually a good deal for them to go through a cooling period of 90 days, no ramping up of tariffs. Let's just figure this thing out and buy, as was quoted by President Trump, large quantities of ag products, and also the word immediately was in there. Well, define immediately. Is that days,
right,
or is that weeks? And with the government being closed on Wednesday, something interesting could be occurring today. China could be, through their government entities that aren't bound by the tariff thing, their government entities could be buying beans right now. They'd be reported tomorrow, but they won't be reported tomorrow because the government's closed, and then they could be buying beans on Wednesday as well, and we wouldn't know any of this stuff until Thursday morning because of the government closing. That's just, you know, backdoor games that take place, and a lot of those games occur in the bean market. So what does this come to for now? They're waiting, the street, so to say, is waiting for China lifting the tariffs on U.S. beans. You know, that hasn't occurred, but that can be done by just the government side of the Chinese buying arm buying beans. Also, in the Chinese media, there's been no mention of what President Trump and President Xi Jinping had said over the weekend. They never had any formal press release between the two countries, and the Chinese people are in the dark right now about what really happened. And so that is creating a lot of confusion, a lot of concern that maybe China's playing us. But they can't be playing us. I have a lot of respect for Larry Kudlow, one of the advisors to President Trump, and he was on Fox News and several other networks yesterday afternoon saying, quote, "We are tracking them. We are watching them. They are on the spot. Their word is being watched at this moment." He said they are immediately going to start buying, and he says, "We expect to see something happening within the week," which would define immediate in order to the 90-day context of what's going on. So the grain markets are kind of caught with, okay, yeah, we would like to see this happen, and they are elevated. Corn prices, they're off of the lows made here over the last month. Soybean prices, as of right now, are trading a dollar off their worst prices they ever saw in September, and essentially 40, 50 cents better than last week. So there is already some built-in optimism that it's going to occur, I don't think it's reflecting what could occur. I've been seeing notes that people think if China comes in and buys a bunch of beans right now, they may take at least 5 million metric tons. Well, what's that? A million metric tons is 36 million bushels. So we're looking at about 160-some million bushels of beans, you know, quickly going out on exports to the Chinese. That'd be a big deal. And with that, I take that back, 36 times 5, 180 million bushels of beans. That's a carry-out effector. Now, the Chinese are going to need a lot more than that. And keep in mind what China agreed to back in May before the tariff war escalated. They were going to double their buying of ag purchasing. Now, that was an important element that says they were willing to walk away from Brazil and buy, finally, more beans from the U.S. than they had been buying the previous year. Because back in the 2000s, 40% of the beans that China bought came from the U.S. By the time we got to this spring, you know, before things went to pieces, like last year in 2017, they were only buying 33% of their needs for China. The balance was coming from Brazil and Argentina. Now, Brazil has increased their production every year since we taught them how to do this stuff in the 80s. But in the last 10 years, the equivalency of the acreage increased out of Brazil is equal to the country of South Korea. And they've more planted area this year. There will be more planted area next year and the year after that and the year after that. We were going to continue to lose to Brazil anyway. What we have here is President Trump calling them out on their games and, of course, the tariffs they'd had on beans prior to this year for when they came in the WTO. Get those off. Let us compete. And you know what? Because we have a massive trade deficit with you and you don't with Brazil, and they did prove last summer here that China's willing to pay more for beans than get the best price out there. They've proved that in the last 6 months.
Right.
Why not buy your beans more prominently from the U.S.? And so rather than the American Soybean Association fixing this, President Trump has stepped in. Now, anything worth doing always comes with some pain, it seems like. But nonetheless, this is a very – beans are going to be a big deal for President Trump and what China is doing over the next 90 days. They better do what that handshake came off with. They better buy large quantities, as quoted, and define the word immediately. I'm thinking we better see something within the week, and this bean market will wake up some more.
It's because, I mean, there's I think President Xi has figured out that there's bigger things to pay if he reneges on this handshake agreement. Hey, Eugene, we've got a caller on the line. Sylvester from South Dakota has a question for us here. Sylvester, what's your question? What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I'm wondering, do you guys pay attention to the World Food Bank, and are their statistics reliable?
In regards to the word, you're asking me that question, the World Food Bank?
Both of you. The World Food Bank, I don't know if it's misinformation. I don't know if I've been informed properly. I'll explain more, but that's where the information where I was told it comes from. But the World Agriculture World produces a tin, and I just say a tin because I got to get it somewhere where my mind can comprehend it. Okay, so yes. The world produces a tin, and if you take the world population, you know, all the people in the world, the requirement to feed them is a 7. Is that correct?
The answer to your question is yes. We have more food in the world than people. The only reason why people starve is because of tyrannical administrations, corruption, and poor transportation and poor shipping connections. That's why people starve. You know, living in a desert where they don't grow food is not a good place to live.
Right.
And getting food there is problematic when there's no income or money to move it. So yes, that's about right. Yes.
Okay. So then there is what Trump is doing, what we need to do in this country if we're going to. It's market share is what we want, right? That's what we've got to have.
We've been losing it.
And we're losing it. Yep. And that's basically the story of capitalism, right?
That would be the good answer to it. Now, sometimes capitalism plays funny games. And
that thought till after the break here. This is Daryl Lease sitting in for Scott Henin. We have Eugene Grainer on with us. Call with what's on your mind right after the break.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Ah, yes!
Podcast. It's Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, there comes a time in everyone's life when a few things need to change. Priorities, habits, allegiance to a certain sports team. Well, that time has come for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've updated the packaging of your favorite pizza by taking a fresh, new look and combine it with what you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Tons of toppings, tangy tomato sauce, Italian seasonings, all on a pizzeria crust. Try one today and you'll see why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To employers, complete a certificate with the University of Mary online or at one of their locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, Grand Forks. The Human Resources to Project Management of Virtuous Leadership and Small Business Management, a certificate from the University of Mary, will develop tools you need to run your small business or effectively manage your team. And courses you complete as part of your certificate count as credit. If you decide to earn a second bachelor's or a master's degree in the future, those courses will count toward the degree. Classes start January 7th. Contact the University of Mary today for more info. 701-355-8030 or email enroll at umary.com. Edu. Mention you heard this on What's in Your Mind, and your application fee will be waived. 701-355-8030 or enroll at umary.edu. 10 before the hour, What's in Your Mind, and Daryl Leeson for Scott Hennon.
It's good to be in here today, and we'll go right back to our topic of discussion here. We have Eugene Grainer on with us, but is Sylvester still with us? Sylvester was asking about the World Food Bank and the claims of raising more food than what the population is out there, and I think as you heard Eugene state there, that is the case. And Sylvester, to add on to that, it's where are we going to hit that tipping point? Is it going to be 2025? Is it 2030? Is it 2035 that we hit that tipping point where that world population in need for food reaches that level of what we're producing and then starts to go beyond what we're able to produce in the world? When we hit that tipping point, when we hit that, planing, so to speak, that leveling off, that'll be an interesting time economically and in the not just in agriculture, but in world economics in general, in my mind.
Well, I can give you a clue when that time would occur, and that is banning of Roundup Ready production growth, because people have no idea why there are less people starving today than decades past. We have more people in the world, but on a percentage basis, less people starving because of the increased of trend line yields. We couldn't have done that without the use now of these chemicals. I know there's big push for organic. Go ahead, pay for it, because if we had to all buy organic, there wouldn't be enough food.
Yep. Sylvester, you had something to add there?
Yeah, we used to raise, the county average was 20 bushels on wheat. And right now, that's a joke. If they can't make, 50, 60 bushels an acre, they can't make a profit. We've way increased our production, and that's going to continue to go up because, they're doing research. They're finding better ways to raise more food all the time.
Until the environmentalists take our ability away, as Eugene said, and that's very true. We got another caller on here. Thank you, Sylvester.
We're
going to go to
Gary
in Jamestown, Eugene.
It's important to always make sure that we have more food than we have people eating each year, because all of a sudden you get a drought in one hemisphere followed by a drought in another hemisphere. Then you have extreme food shortfalls, and the world suffers for it. So
it's
important to always have more food than you have the people's needs.
Absolutely. Gary, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning. My question, what percentage of the world of the poorest population in the world, maybe 4 or 5 billion people, can they even afford to purchase United States produced corn, wheat, soybeans, at present?
Yeah, the answer is they don't. They eat rice or just live on subsistence. They don't eat proteins like soybeans. They don't even know what meat is. They live on just like a soft wheat that you can hammer with a stone. Corn maize locally grown, they're not known for that. And so it is a small percentage of what you're talking about. They never will. They never have. They need it given or donated. That's why that's where the money comes in for donations, these food donations you see that are shipped around the world. Problem is a lot of this grain gets rotted at the docks because of corruption, getting that food transit, or it's resold in the black market.
That's what I was just going to say. It gets resold.
Well, what's the point of having all these surpluses when the customers who need it, they're not even getting it?
Well, I think that's it comes down to, like Eugene was saying, you got these tyrannical governments out there that haven't figured out that they could get their people to perform and do better if they would at least keep their bellies full and keep them from being hungry. They think controlling them requires them to maintain a hunger. And at the same time, then that dictator gets to live a very lavish life in the meantime. And so, I don't know how you fix these things other than you have to keep working at it. You have to keep, make sure that, we're utilizing our God-given resources the best we can. And yet we as people are taking care of the charitable part of this and doing that outreach and trying to break those barriers down of those tyrannical governments. Thanks, Gary, for the call. Eugene, off the air there, we were talking a little bit about the dollar and things like that and how that affects. And what, you talked about the collapse in the equivalent dollar value of these other countries playing a big part in what we saw on the soybean market this year.
you know, for those that are, you know, been living on another planet, the large decline in soybean prices was not 100% on the tariff. It was probably one-third of it, because what we did have is grew a 7% larger crop than last year. That was going to knock beans down hard, just like they did the prior year from the 10.50 area to $9. And then we had our competitors, Brazil. Their currency from the spring until September lost 25% of their value. The Brazilian real, or the Argentine real, lost, Argentine peso lost 50% of its value. That was going to crush beans as well. The collateral damage of the tariffs was your basis.
So we're up against the break. Thanks, Eugene, for coming on here today and sharing with us. I don't think we can talk enough about how these things affect and educate people. This is Darrell Lease sitting in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new at Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.